News Talk 790 KFYO, Tom Collins, Lormack, 739. This morning we are welcoming to the studio with open arms Brenda Duby, United Family of Stores, because we're going to be talking about summer and doing it tasty but healthy. And man, I'm just telling you, what's on the buffet today?
All right. Well, Texas summer's hot, hot, hot. Mm-hmm. So let's get some refreshing snacks and drinks in order here. So first up and foremost, of course, I brought some of the good Texas fruit that we have right now. So I brought some Texas cantaloupe and Texas melon and Texas blueberries. The honeydew melon, I'm not usually a huge fan, but the Texas one is the bomb.
Really good?
It is really good. And so those are in the stores right now. And then I brought some... the Sugar Tree, these are peacherines, and I brought you some peaches. It's a different variety, very, very sweet. And then, for a special treat, I dipped some of the peaches in yogurt.
Yeah.
And I sprinkled them with a little bit of cinnamon sugar.
These are like called peach donuts?
Oh. Peach donuts.
Oh, wow.
And so you guys can try all of these. And then I brought you something refreshing to drink. And all I did was slice up some cucumber and lime, threw it in there last night, and it's all nice and refreshing. It's a really good refreshing flavor, especially
Yeah, I tried
hot.
This. This is awesome. I've never had this before, but it's got like, what, four slices of cucumber or three slices of cucumber and a couple slices of lime in there?
I love cucumber water.
Yeah.
I've never
I had it
that
the
before.
First time in a hotel. They had it sitting out. And you always see water out that has lemon slices
right.
in it or lime.
Right.
But never cucumber. And I was like, oh, I'm going to try that. Loved it. It's so
yes,
refreshing.
It is. And you can do it with all the fruit that we have here. You can throw in some cantaloupe and mint in your water. That's actually really, all of them
really?
Are refreshing.
So you did can, you, where do you get these peach rings at?
I sliced them. I just sliced it out. And I kind of used a melon baller to cut a circle in the middle and get the kind of the pit area out. Mm-hmm. I sliced them thin, and then we dipped them in the yogurt, put them in the freezer for a little bit, sprinkled them with a little bit of one of them has cinnamon sugar, one of them has just regular sprinkles. And one of them has the lemon Noosa yogurt, so these peaches and the nectarines. I know y'all had Noosa before.
Yeah, we had the honey flavor.
Right.
Oh.
So I brought you some of the lemon one to taste.
Yeah, we are Noosa fans now. That is the best yogurt ever.
It is. And it's such a great fruit dip. You don't need to go through the trouble of making a whole lot of fruit dip if you don't have the time.
Mm-hmm.
So fast and easy. And the great thing about eating lots of fruit in the summer is it helps hydrate you.
Yeah.
When we're nice and hot. So all kinds of good things to serve.
Pass the Noosa. You're like hogging it over there.
Yeah, but check this out. Check him out.
What?
Rob Snyder's in there drooling on himself.
Rob needs to come in.
I was going to say, Tom, you can't pass it to me through the glass.
Yeah.
Here you go, Laura.
Oh, thanks.
Man, this is good stuff. What kind of peaches are these?
Those are the peacherines. They're the peach tree variety, and it's just kind of a crossbreed between the peaches and the nectarine, but very sweet.
Mmm, those are good.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Yeah,
those are available in the stores now. Also.
Did you double dip?
No.
Good.
No, I did not double dip. I'm not a double dipper. Hey, 742, we're talking with Brenda Duby, United Family of Stores, talking about summertime, healthy and tasty way to do it. It's 742. Good morning. It's 746, Lubbock's First News. We are talking with registered dietitian Brenda Duby.
And eating with Brenda. Thanks for bringing all this in.
Sure.
You know, this is a great season, apparently, for cantaloupe and melon because these are delicious.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just asking off mic, how do you choose a good cantaloupe?
So a good cantaloupe should be, you should smell it. And that sounds kind of odd, but really you should. And it should smell just like a nice ripe cantaloupe. It shouldn't be overly sweet smelling. And then it should be kind of heavy. For its weight, heavier than you would think, which means it's nice and juicy.
Oh, okay.
And if you get them in there a little bit green, you can set them on the counter for a few days and let them ripen. But then after that, put them in the fridge.
Is thumping lore, or is that a qualified technique?
It's not really a qualified technique. It's more the weight of the cantaloupe than it is thumping.
You know, because I always like put them up to my ear and tap them with my middle finger, and
really?
If they sound like got that robust kind of a hollow. Kind of like thumping on my head.
Oh.
Same kind of a sound. But the interesting thing about this is now my mom. This is what we've always done with cantaloupes. And I've noticed I was like disturbed because this is the first year I haven't seen this. But you know, cantaloupes on the end of a cantaloupe, if it's like nice and moist right there where it's been pulled off of the vine, then and you can smell that there. But you want to look for one that's nice and moist. But I've noticed this year that a lot of the cantaloupes have outies and not innies. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
What's the reason for that?
I don't know if it's a different variety. You know, this variety is the one in Texas, and it's actually called a candelope instead of just a cantaloupe. I guess because they're so sweet, they kind of taste like candy in there. So still, that's why more across the board. And the same is true of the honeydew. The smell, the creamy color of it, and the weight usually indicates a good sweet melon in there. On the honeydew
These
melon,
are very good.
You'll also see little specks of brown on the outside, and that's okay. That's kind of the sugar coming through.
Oh, okay.
So nice and sweet from that naturally occurring sugar. And the best part is the calories on these are great. You can eat half a cantaloupe for about 100 calories.
Really?
Really, yeah.
Oh, that's a good snack.
It's a great snack.
Absolutely. And these peach rings, or what did you call them?
Peach donuts.
Peach donuts. This is a great idea for kids.
Yes. I actually had my daughter help me with those. And then I had to fight them off and not let them eat. I made one for each of them, and that was it. So I could, you guys
so you
could
just
have
slice
some.
slice the peaches in rings and dip them in yogurt and freeze them, and then sprinkle.
You can sprinkle them before. Sometimes it's a little bit easier if the peaches are real soft to slice them and put them in the freezer for about 10 minutes. Let them get a little bit firm, and then dip them in the yogurt. Yeah. You can dip them in plain yogurt. You can dip them in the flavored yogurt. Blueberry yogurt would be good on there.
Man, also. These peach donuts, this is like, that's amazing. Those are really good.
They're very good. And they're good for you.
And they're good for you.
Just don't tell the kids.
Right. Right.
But I'm all about the yogurt, but the Noosa yogurt's just...
Oh. Good stuff.
That's spelled N-O-O-S-A. And what variety is this?
It's an Australian yogurt.
Yeah, but I mean, this is a
lemon? This is the lemon.
Oh, man.
Yeah, lemon. It's good.
They come in all kinds of flavors.
Santa wouldn't even think to dip peaches in yogurt, necessarily.
All right, piece of personal advice. Get your butt over to United Supermarket. Get you some of these peaches. Slice them up. Make them look like donuts. Dip them in this Noosa yogurt. You're going to find out what it's going to be like when you die and go to heaven.
And right now, I take it United has new shipments, fresh shipments. Everything's in season. It's looking good.
Yeah, we're getting into some good season, especially for the stone fruit and the melons.
Mm-hmm.
We're right there.
Oh, man. Yeah. It's all so good. I appreciate you bringing that.
You bet.
Hey, Brenda, thanks for coming in this morning.
Thanks for having me.
Hey, eat your heart out. We got it and you don't, but you can get you some at United.
Oh, and thanks for the cucumber water.
Oh, yeah, the cucumber water.
Love it.
Do we get to keep the mason jars?
Absolutely.
Mason jars a nice touch there.
I like it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Good job. Thanks for being with us, registered dietitian Brenda Duby, United Family of Stores. Get on over there and check the produce section out. Man, this is good stuff.
Yeah.
Really
Forget
good stuff.
Forget the candy. Eat the fruit. It's like candy.
Yes.
Only better for you.
751.